Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the San Francisco 49ers Extra Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono.
I think Blaine has a good rapport with the tight ends. I think it's a pretty darn good group of tight ends.
49ers Extra is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play, in the home of the 2020 PGA Championship. Today we'll talk to Steve about the 49ers' 31-24 loss to the Dolphins in Miami, but first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. As I was thumbing through Golf Digest, I found that TPC Harding Park is recognized as one of the best places to play in America. And that didn't surprise me too much because I love the majestic layout and beautiful amenities. My San Francisco resident card gives me a great rate at TPC Harding Park, and I get to play where PGA Tour icons Jack Nicklaus, Phil Mickelson, and Tiger Woods have played. Now, if I can only score like them, okay, I'll stop dreaming and get to our guest. Well, Steve, the 49ers certainly are playing better. They're still losing games. They're 1-10. They've lost 10 in a row. But this one was close. They came right down to 2 yards from tying the game at the end. They made their share of mistakes. There's no doubt about that. But do you think as a staff, the 49ers coaching staff and even the players feel that they're playing better? They're in these games. They have a chance. Is there some consolation in that?
I definitely think there is. They definitely play better. And put themselves in a position to win the game. They needed to make a play there in the last two plays.
They did, and Kaepernick is definitely playing better. It looks like the Kaepernick from a few years ago, where when he finds an opening, he's going to exploit it. He had over 100 yards rushing, threw 3 touchdown passes. What have you noticed about him? As far as his improvement the last few weeks.
He just seems to have some more rapport with receivers and tight ends and throwing the ball a little bit more in rhythm. So he definitely played better. Threw the ball better, ran the ball, stepping up in the pocket, running out of the pocket, making some big plays. Receivers and tight ends still need to make a few more catches a few more batted balls batted to the ground. They definitely played better. There's no question about it.
Yeah, it has to be frustrating, though, for a quarterback when you do have the drops that he had. I mean, it's not just one receiver or even the Torrey Smith deflection that turned into an interception. I mean, it seems like in this game, I'm not going to blame Kaepernick for that interception or some of these drops. I mean, these passes were right there, and they just weren't catching them.
Catch them. I agree. But then, unfortunately, he missed on the slant to Torrey, a little behind him, and DB's able to get his hand on it. And then at the end, he's got to make a play. I thought he made the right cut coming back inside, but then he's just got to, fire his body into the end zone, and he hesitated and got pummeled.
I know. It really looked like he was going to score at the end there. I mean, it looked like he had enough room. I think some people criticized him for cutting back, but you thought he was going to be able to get in that way.
No, I thought I thought that was the right move, but then he hesitated, and that's when he got smashed. I thought once he made it that if he would have just, lunged his body, sprung his body forward, he would have gotten in.
Yeah.
I mean, he was going to take a hit no matter what. But he kind of hesitated and, kind of buckled right there and got whacked.
He did. Dolphins came up big at the right time. Here's the other thing about 49ers' pattern this season, really, is that they get off to a good start. They had that great drive early on where they drove down the field and scored the touchdown. But then it's like all of a sudden they just don't have the same offense when they get to, either the second quarter or the third quarter. They just don't sustain their offense to where it's very consistent. They can't do it the whole season.
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of the whole thing that they're not a passing team. I don't understand how you can call yourself a running team when you have, you know, four wide receivers or three wide receivers and a tight end and a single back in the backfield that you're a running team.
Right.
I'm not buying that one.
No. Yeah, he's got a lot of receivers that he's throwing to. I mean, there's a lot of guys now that are getting involved.
I wish I could say that they were a running team. Because I think Carlos is doing a good job. I just drew a blank on his name. The other guy that's been coming in spelling him.
Oh, DeJuan Harris. When he gets a carry, yeah, it seems like he's pretty good. Yeah.
Hard. Yeah. So I like what those guys are doing when they have the ball in their hand. They're running hard and kind of running angry. But I don't know if I'm buying that. You know, we can't play catch up. We're not a passing team. Got a lot of guys out on routes, so
yeah.
And receivers obviously did a better job this week of getting open. I mean, Cap's numbers were really good. I just think that, you know, unfortunately, I don't remember if they got points off the two turnovers, but they had two turnovers, so that doesn't help. But they put themselves in a position to win at the end of the game and unfortunately didn't make the play.
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes you get away with mistakes. I think one of the turnovers didn't cost them, if I remember right, but the other one did.
Yeah,
I mean, they had the Celek fumble and they had the interception, Torrey Smith, and you make those mistakes, and even though the stat sheet shows the Niners were much better in this game. I mean, they had more total yards,
totally.
more rush yards, all of that.
Passing yards,
right.
More first downs, and they were, I think for the first time this season, they were 50% on third down.
Yeah, 7 out of 14, and
7 for 14 and 2 for 2 on fourth down.
Right, so that's why it's hard for me to say they weren't consistent.
Good,
yeah.
A darn good day.
Right,
yeah.
But I guess what I'm meaning by not consistent is that, you know, those turnovers killed them, stunted them to where they couldn't put up the big numbers as far. I mean, they're putting up 24 points, but in the NFL, when you're giving up 31, you're getting, you know, 30 plus just about every game, you're going to lose.
Right. No question. You know, if you have a team with a good defense, you should be able to win most of your games putting up 24 points.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And right. unfortunately, I think that the defense, I mean, is obviously struggling. It's been struggling the whole year. Offense is improving. Cap is improving. So unfortunately, they probably still need to outscore people and they were close.
Right. You know, the thing that surprised me, though, Steve, in this game is that I thought Miami would run all over the 49ers.
Yeah.
And Ajayi only had 45 yards. I mean, that was the thing that really surprised me. Yet Tannehill came up big.
No, you're absolutely right. Everybody would have thought that. But having Dorsey definitely helps.
Yeah, he's a good tackler. He's a good guy to have in there. Yeah.
He's a good two-gapper. And he can help keep those linemen off of the linebackers. The run defense was definitely better. Absolutely better.
Right.
Tannehill looked good. I mean, he threw the ball well.
Again, and he also
– receivers made some catches.
Yeah, like a lot of quarterbacks these days use – and I mentioned that with the Niners, using so many different – receivers. I mean, sometimes it just amazes me how many different guys are catching the ball in the offenses these days.
Well, yeah, back to my point, how can you say you're not a passing team? You know, it's like eight guys catching balls.
Right, exactly.
You know, every week. They you know what? Bottom line is they played well. They played well on Sunday. They just as George Seifert used to say, you know, as coaches, our job is to put you in a position to win. At that point, when you're in that position, then you need to make the play to win, and that's what needed to happen.
I know.
And they were there.
They were right there. But you also could point to, you know, a play or two here or there where they make a mistake. Like, I thought Antoine Bethea just had a terrible angle
on
that Kenny Stills touchdown. I mean, it looked like he could get there and hit the guy. Maybe he'd get a penalty but not give up the touchdown of 43 yards.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, when it happened, watching it, my initial thought was, you know, if that's Reed – he's there.
Yeah.
You know, he
his
makes
angles.
That play.
Yeah.
His speed, he makes that play. And in my mind, that was my initial thought. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, the speed, but also it was like he hesitated. I mean, I thought about Ronnie Lott, because when I watched Ronnie Lott play in college and with the 49ers and beyond, it always seems like he would hit and ask questions later. Like he wouldn't worry if he got a penalty there, maybe, because he would make sure that there's no way that guy's going to catch the ball and run 43 yards.
Right. And it was a heck of a throw. I don't remember if they showed a replay, if they had somebody down the pipe, you know, holding Bethea. I'm assuming that they did just because he got there late, and there were a couple times where Tannehill put the ball in that hole and in a cover two zone, you know, where he threw kind of a fade route in there, and actually the one at the end on right on the second to last play that they reviewed, the one that Cap threw on the fade was a hell of a throw and catch. The one they kept reviewing where was it Gurley got his feet in bounds to get the ball down to the four.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was a good throw and catch. I mean, it was a tremendous catch, but it was also a good throw.
That was.
I guess my point being that Tannehill, you know, there was a lot of cover two being played, it seemed like, and Tannehill made a few throws into those deep outside zones on fade routes, you know, the one that we were talking about for sure, where Bethea didn't get there.
Yeah, I mean, those zones sometimes are confusing. It seems like there's been a few times this year where it just was a missed assignment, or, you know, somebody didn't cover their zone the way they were supposed to.
Well, I mean, maybe they didn't cover it, but also, you know, that's what I was saying. I don't remember a replay from when I was watching it, but, you know, did they have somebody run down the pipe holding the safeties, you know, in closer to the hashes so that you can make that throw? There were a few times I know where on replays when they're showing from the sky cam, you could see the Niners playing cover two. You could see, you know, three verticals from the Dolphins and Tannehill sticking that ball in on the outside, but I don't remember it on that specific one.
Yeah, Tannehill had a good game. I mean, look at the Dolphins are hot. They've won six games in a row. What do you think of them as a playoff contender?
They're riding that just the opposite of the 49ers. They're riding that wave of, okay, we know how to win games now. You know, they're believing that they can win a game no matter what, and that's a lot of it. Just believing, like, okay, somebody's going to make a play at the end of the game for us to win, and that's what they're doing, and that's how you win. You know, that's how you win six in a row, and that's just the opposite of that. Not believing somebody's going to make a play is how you lose 10 in a row. As I've mentioned before, it's hard to explain than to kind of feel it happening and know it's happening. You know, having been 1-10, I've been in this exact situation. Won the first game, lost 10 in a row, as I've said.
Yeah.
And then we won 5 in a row. So, you know, I think the Niners are getting there. They played much better. Now it's now it's believing that somebody's going to make a play to win the game. As I said a few minutes ago, unfortunately, that somebody needed to be capped this week, and didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
So hopefully, hopefully going forward now, the confidence is building. Like, okay, we played a full game. We statistically outplayed them. Now we need to make that play. And hopefully it happens. Somebody makes that play, and then you build on it from there. Kind of get the snowball rolling in a positive, rolling down the hill for you in a positive direction.
As the San Francisco 49ers podcast with Joe Castellano and Steve Bono continues, there's more to tell you about as far as my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. 49ers fans from outside the Bay Area, listen up. TPC Harding Park has a great deal for you when you are planning your trip to Levi's Stadium to see the 49ers. While you're in town, take advantage of Golf the Gridiron, featuring discounted tee times and free club rentals. Visit TPC.com and click on Special Offers for tee time deals at San Francisco's own TPC Harding Park. I know that it's really hard to figure out what Jed York is thinking at this point, but I wonder, does the improvement that you're seeing matter as far as, coaches, especially Chip Kelly? And he's got a contract. They just got done paying off a Jim Tomsula contract. They just fired somebody after 1 year and they got to pay him for whatever amount of years. And that, now you got a situation where you got a 1-10 team. I mean, do you keep looking at that, or do you say, okay, this team's improving, especially on offense? Kelly's doing a better job.
I think offensively, obviously it's they're doing a better job. I just think defensively, they're just not talented enough. And they're struggling. That I'm sure will be, all of that will be evaluated at the end of the season. Are we drafting the right guys? We're going to have another pretty darn high pick, even at best 6-10. If we were to win 5 in a row, but all of that will be evaluated at the end of the season.
Yeah, another team that might have a high pick is the Bears, and that's who the 49ers play next in Chicago. And John Fox, I mean, he's definitely on the hot seat there. He's got an inexperienced quarterback right now in Matt Barkley because Jay Cutler's been hurt. And I think it's good for the Bears to kind of take a look at Barkley. He was really good in college at USC. I'm not sure what he's going to be like as an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, and because he really hasn't. I thought he was pretty good, and I thought he, has the physical tools, but he really hasn't played much at all in the NFL.
No.
But again, a tough couple weeks. I mean, for the Niners to go down to Miami and. The weather's warm and you're playing a 1 o'clock Eastern time game. That's a little bit easier than a Central time noon game. So like I said, I felt if there is a moral victory in the NFL, it was a pretty good one this weekend. Not going to be easy for them to, again, go on the road, cold climate, into Chicago, as I just said, a noontime Central Time game, tough to play. Anyway.
Well, I wanted to ask you about their travel schedule because they decided to stay in Orlando this week. Yeah, they did.
Oh,
so,
I didn't realize that.
So they're only going to be one time zone off, but the weather, I mean, did you have to kind of prepare yourself for those ice cold games when you were playing out here for the 49ers? I mean, I don't know what that's going to do for them being in Orlando.
Well, I didn't realize they were staying in Orlando all week.
Yeah, Chip Kelly has a relationship with a Central Florida coach.
You know what? It's probably a smart move. Not to have to fly that much. I would say making that move, staying there, helps them more than worrying about what the weather's going to be in Chicago.
Yeah, it seems like it's a good bonding process. That's what we heard from the Dolphins. They stayed out west after they played the Chargers. I think they had another game. It might have been the Rams or something, or maybe Seattle, where they just stayed out west.
They did. They stayed here between the Rams and San Diego.
It was the Rams, right?
I think that was a really smart move.
I guess teams can bond together when they're on a road trip like that.
Absolutely, they can. Yeah, they can.
And the 49ers have done it before, where they stayed in Youngstown.
Oh, they have. Yep.
Sometimes that works.
I think it was good. Again, they played Cincinnati and Pittsburgh that time, or Cincinnati and Philly, I think.
I think you're right. And then they stay in the area. Oh. Yeah, they stayed in Youngstown. It just makes it closer.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, look forward to talking about next week. Hopefully the improvement continues, and then some
W's.
Some W's.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they've gotten themselves to, to be competitive in a full game, and now you just need to make the play to win.
Absolutely. All right, Steve. Well, we'll look forward to talking again next week.
Okay. Sounds good.
That's former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono. Join us again next Tuesday. We'll talk about the 49ers game in Chicago against the Bears. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to 49ers Extra on thesportsvirus.com.